This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Yesterday, the Republican field of presidential candidates grew once again. Yowza. With the addition of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, that brings us to what? 14, I believe it is. Many of those have Texas ties, but historically, the reddest of the red states hasn't had much of a say-so in who ultimately gets the GOP nod. According to our guest, however, that may well change. Gromer Jeffers is political writer for the Dallas Morning News. Gromer, I enjoyed your column yesterday. We had to have you on the program. Why do you think 2016 is going to be different for primary voters in Texas?
Thanks. It's good to be here. Well, I mean, you just mentioned it, the sheer size of the Republican field. And there's some quality candidates in there this time, as opposed to in 2012, you really only had a couple of legitimate contenders for the White House. But this time, there's an assortment of candidates, a lot of different flavors. And there's a feeling that this thing won't be wrapped up in Iowa or New Hampshire or South Carolina. And it typically is, a candidate can go on a run and sort of wrap it up early. That's been the case in a few of the past cycles. But this time, there's a feeling that Texas situated there March 1st, right when you come out of the first four states, the early primary states. Mm-hmm. Texas is sitting there with its 155 delegates on the Republican side.
Yeah.
And there's a feeling that that will probably be the first real battle, the first battle where, the field not only gets smaller, but you see who the real contenders are when it gets down to maybe four or five candidates.
It seems to me it's not just about the number of delegates either. We're talking about sort of how these delegates are awarded, right?
Right, exactly. They're awarded based on a couple of formulas. Of course, you have a few at-large delegates, but most of the delegates are awarded via congressional district, and mm-hmm. there are 36 congressional districts in Texas. That means if you're a guy like, say, Jeb Bush, you're not the longest-serving governor like Rick Perry, or you're not a sitting senator like Ted Cruz.
Right.
But you know you can do well in Dallas County, maybe, because you got the backing of a Kay Bailey Hutchinson and some of the moderate Democrats here, or maybe Harris County, where your dad is, you can come away with a few delegates. So it's not like Perry or Cruz. There's a winner-take-all format.
Mm-hmm.
There are candidates who will camp here and try to win a couple of delegates and move on.
This has to be good for Texas, too, because, I would imagine that this is going to compel more voter interest. It's going to probably be probably mean, although we haven't quite seen it yet, more visits by the candidates?
Exactly. More voter interest. The activists wing of the party, Republican Party, is very excited. Typically, as you know, voter turnout in Texas, even in presidential elections, leave a lot to be desired. So they're looking at epic turnout. Maybe I don't think it'll be quite like in 2008 on the Democratic side,
uh-huh.
when Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama faced off. That was perhaps the last time Texas really mattered.
Yeah.
But on the Republican side, Texas really hasn't been in play really since 1976 when Ronald Reagan beat Gerald Ford here. So
yeah.
There are a lot of excited Republicans about the prospect of a competitive race. The candidates will be all over the state. They spend money. That's good for the economy. And it just builds excitement. Of course, every state, every resident of every state likes to see themselves on television. The national media writes it. The battle goes to Texas, and all that goes with it. And
yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will. And it also, I think it perhaps cuts into a bit of the home field advantage that some people believe that Rick Perry and Ted Cruz may have. Gromer Jeffers, it's a fascinating piece. He's political writer for the Dallas Morning News. We're going to link to it at our own website, texasstandard.org. Gromer, thanks so much.
Good to be here.